Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to my festive short story, A Christmas Miracle. My name is Gino. When I was one, my owners abandoned me to the forests and the treacherous mountains with no food, love, or shelter. My situation was dire, living outside through rainstorms, thunder and lightning, weather conditions no puppy should have to survive in. I was a scrawny bit of a thing, my coat yellow with no shine, smelling of decay and dirt. I did my best, but there was no mother to guide me, nor owner to train me. One morning, as I scavenged for food, I came upon a black, white, and tan elder dog. She gave me no wagtail welcome. Her owners followed down the track. They looked in sympathy at me, this tatty, ratty pup. My heart yearned to rush forward and beg for cuddles. How I longed for tenderness. Instead, I held back and waited. Then I heard the kind lady say, "This poor mite needs care and food." I showed her how high I could point my ears and how I could wag my tail and smile the biggest smile. Sadly, we cannot take on another dog. She looked towards the man. My heart slumped, my tail dropped, my ears flopped, and my smile vanished. I stared longingly at the lady. I tentatively followed them back to their house. I waited all day on the terrace. I tried to communicate with their privileged dog, whose name was Selena. "As you are a male dog, I will accept you, but only if my master and mistress want you. As long as you remember, this is my patch," she barked abruptly. Renewed hope surged through my little body. Sheepishly, I nodded. That evening, the man and woman softened to my plight. Suddenly, from homeless puppy, I was given shelter and food. A Christmas miracle. And they christened me Gino. Now I can enjoy a squishy sofa bed to rest and sleep on. A walk each morning with my new owners and Selena. Biscuits follow to help me grow strong. And each evening, I'm fed fresh chicken or livers. The love I feel is beyond my wildest dreams. I've been able to let go of the harrowing start to my little life. Filled with gratitude each day, I'm encouraged to do what we puppies do. Love my family unconditionally, be in the now, play a lot, eat and sleep. So, dear listeners, my Christmas seasonal message to you is, take care of the ones you love and cherish them, and never forget to reach out to those who need your help and support too. Happy Christmas, everyone.